Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on when you've clicked on this podcast. It is morning here, though. So good morning, everyone, and welcome to Trust the Tape episode. What's today's date? Episode 4.2.2019.
Yeah. Not the... through terrible April Fool's jokes today.
Yeah, those were good yesterday, man. There were some real thigh slappers, knee slappers. Tom Brady retired.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping it would be real. Just like the real weird thing where the timing was just weird. He didn't realize what date it was. He was just like, yeah, now's as good a time as ever to make a Twitter account and retire.
Think he'd go out like that, though?
I hope. One day. We all want to win a Super Bowl one day, and as long as he's here, it's not going to happen.
Over under 45 years old.
What is he now? 42? One, two?
Right.
Something
like that.
I'll say Tom plays two more. That'll be my guess. Okay. Two more. Two more for Tom. And then he can get out. What we're doing is fixing every team in the league, division by division, leading up to the draft, because we don't have a lot of time left. What do we got left here? About 4 weeks? Less than 4 weeks?
Gosh, three? My anxiety level's rising.
Uh-huh. How's the beast?
Got about a week left of work to do, so you're getting there. This is the last day for pro days, so trying to get all that information in there, make sure we have all the testing information. Big day today for some Alabama guy. Deontay Thompson's supposed to work out. That'll be big for him. He's dealing with a right wrist issue, so he didn't work out at the combine, didn't work out at Alabama's first pro day.
4.65 coming.
Yeah, I think that'd probably be expected. I don't think that'd be, which isn't great, but I think that's kind of right around where he plays at, so I don't think it'd be too big of a deal. And then also, what's his name? Christian Miller supposed to work out as well, so hopefully he's able to do that because we don't have a 40-yard dash from Christian Miller yet.
Okay, well, we are today going to fix all the teams in the AFC and NFC. We're going north. We're going to the north. Which means each of us is going to attempt a Minnesota accent for the rest of the show.
What's that like? Give me an example.
I'm trying to remember because I got a buddy from Minnesota and his mom used to crack me up with the way she talked with her regular words. I'll remember later. Okay. Minnesota accents coming later in the show.
Is that like we have to watch like a movie and what?
I feel like they're the ones who
like
go
Fargo?
like the don't you know.
Like right,
that's
like Fargo.
The north. Yeah. Fargo. Yeah. That's up there somewhere. AFC and NFC North. Do you have a favorite? What's your favorite letter between A and N?
We'll go with AFC first.
The AFC North. No, I just have the teams. You got to tell me who picks first out of them.
All right.
Out of the Steelers, Browns, Bengals,
Cincinnati.
Ravens. All right. Our Cincinnati Bengals. Today, for our needs, because Dane hasn't given me a cheating one sheet of paper yet.
Not yet.
I'll go with Pro Football Focus, who I don't trust their grades at all. But hey, if it's stats or what a team needs, sure, I'll take it. They say top needs, linebacker, offensive tackle, tight end.
I think they're missing a pretty big need.
Quarterback.
There you go.
They put quarterback as a separate category, and it just says maybe. So, yeah, I'll take a quarterback if the situation's right for the Bengals here.
Well, no, and this is going to be a fascinating conversation if Dwayne Haskins is still available. And he could be.
And in that scenario, it means only one quarterback's off the board? Or maybe Drew Locke has kind of gone somewhere there?
I think Drew Locke could be off the board, say, at 10, for example. So, let's say Kyler goes 1. Let's say Drew Locke, for this hypothetical, goes 10 to the Broncos. Then things get interesting with Haskins still available, which, again, I think is possible. There are several teams who have Locke slotted ahead of Haskins on their board. Is Cincinnati, would they pull the trigger there? Or are they still going to stick next to Andy Dalton and, you know, kind of play this year out, see how it goes. They've already kind of tabled extension talks. They're not going to do an extension right now, kind of in wait and see mode. They've got a first year head coach. I don't know. I would hope they'd consider it because a guy like Dwayne Haskins could, you know, really give them optimism for the future. They thought last year with two teams in their division, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, they saw what a rookie quarterback can do in terms of rejuvenizing those teams. They have to really, really consider it. It should be a possibility, put it that way.
Well, you want to get wild? You want to give the Bengals Dwayne Haskins?
I'm down.
In our official picks?
I'm down.
All right. Congrats, guys. If you're a Bengals fan, you got Dwayne Haskins.
Bengals got better. That AFC North, I mean, Ben Roethlisberger is grandfathered in, but three young, talented quarterbacks with Baker, Lamar Jackson, and Dwayne Haskins.
Okay, so the Bengals, let me take a peek here, because according to me, their next pick is the 10th pick in the second round, number 42 overall for the Bengals.
Right.
And needs of linebacker, tackle, and tight end. I need to know which linebacker spot, because if you hate him and everybody else hates him, don't worry, I'll carry the mantle for you, Mac Wilson, and I'll take you at 42. I'll send you to the Bengals.
No, that's actually, I think, a good fit, because they want their Leighton Vander Esch. They want that three-down guy who can play inside-outside, give him a little versatility, be a little bit of a hybrid for him. And I think Mac Wilson has that potential. It's just, you don't see consistency. I don't think you saw much growth from him this year. When I studied him over the summer, is the same guy I saw when I studied him at the end of the year. So I think that's kind of why we're not talking about Mac Wilson as a first-round player. But once we get into day two, I think that would make some sense. I think he has at least the potential to be a Van Der Esch type of linebacker.
Boom. That was easy. Third round, ninth pick of the round, number 72 overall is the Bengals' next pick. And that'll be their last one because their pick after that is in the fourth round. So through the first 2 days of the draft, we gave them a linebacker. They need a tackle. They need a tight end. Oh, tight ends in the third round are a lot of fun, aren't they?
I say this might be a good spot for maybe Jace.
Oh, you like a Sternberger here.
Maybe I Sternberger. Too.
I was going to say Waring, Sternberger.
Dawson Knox.
I guess that's the right spot for Dawson Knox, who has like one career catch.
He's going on day two.
Let's send him here then.
Okay.
I like that.
I'm good with that.
I mean, if you're going to pick a tight end, why not swing for the fences, right?
Yeah, because they brought back Eifert, right? So
yeah, but he dies every season. He's going to play three games.
What I'm saying is they don't need a guy that's going to step in from day one and be the guy. You know, they can take a Dawson Knox who might need some, you know, time to develop and, you know, can learn under Eifert. So it might be a good fit.
That was fun and easy. Good job, Bengals. Dwayne Haskins, Mac Wilson, Dawson Knox.
Not bad.
That's a pretty good haul.
Not bad.
That's a pretty good haul. If you're a Bengals fan, you should hit subscribe thanks to that. Okay, so we've done the Bengals. We have the Ravens. We have the Browns. We have the Steelers.
Yep, we can do Cleveland next, even though they were slotted to pick 17. That pick goes to the Giants in the Odell Beckham trade, so their next pick is at 49. And here, we know they could go safety. They traded Jabril Peppers. They got Eric Murray in the trade from the Chiefs for Emmanuel Ogba, who is going to help add depth in the secondary. But
which safety spot does Murray play?
They play him as strong, but they're still going to need more safety help. So I think a 49 safety is a possibility there.
Either, would you say Nasir Adderley is gone? And is that too early for Deontay Thompson, Alabama?
I was thinking, do you think either Abram or Rapp would fall that far? Rapp, who ran in the 4.7 yesterday.
I wouldn't be surprised if one of them was there. And the Browns have somebody to play free?
Yeah, Damaris Randall.
Oh, okay. So we're actually looking for a box guy. Yeah, I would say either Rapp or Abram would be a really good pick there.
Rapp is the interesting one because, again, 4.7 guy.
Rapp's a better player, I think.
So do I. He didn't run at the combine, did the short area stuff. You know, he was under 4
was awesome
in the short shuttle. Yeah, he really was.
He didn't do what he's not awesome at.
But he had a 4.7 in the 40, and that very well could knock him out of the first round. It's just how far in the second round does it knock him down? Could it knock him to the 49th pick overall? If it does, that's a heck of a haul.
I think it could. I think it could. Because how many safeties could go before him? Adderley could.
Abram and Adderley. Could. I think those are the two that are most likely to go ahead of him. I don't think any. I mean, if someone really likes Juan Thornhill or Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Deontay Thompson, you know, it's possible. Once we get into the second round, it's just kind of more about preference over, you know, one guy clearly being better than the other.
What about a corner for Cleveland? Did they use a corner there?
Yeah, they need more corner help.
What about Bunting? Did we give Bunting to somebody last week?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. About Justin Lane?
Justin Lane, yeah, I like that. John Dorsey loves his traits, and he already has a smaller corner, so you know he wants a bigger one. Justin Lane, he's almost 6'2", 190 pounds. Former wide receiver. He's a former Cleveland guy, too. He's from Benedictine. So, Justin Lane, I like that pick.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Next pick for the Browns, third round, 17th pick of the round, number 80 overall. And let me see. And then they're going to have a third round comp pick, it looks like.
They traded that pick to the Giants.
Okay. Okay, so we have one third round pick.
Yes.
At 80 overall.
So this is going to be either... You can go safety here. You can go on offense. They need offensive line depth, a tackle.
Who are your third round tackles? That's where I have McGarry and Howard. Where's Greg Little getting picked?
Somewhere between 20 and 40.
Okay,
because
I had him as a second round pick. Okay. So he's not going to be there.
No.
Who are your third round offensive linemen?
Titus Howard and Max Sharping.
You like either one of them for Cleveland there?
Howard's interesting. I don't know. That three cone really scared me. 8-3-4 in the three cone for him.
That's almost like Jalen Ferguson, who you took at number 58 for us here.
Whoops.
Why are you so worried about the three cone all of a sudden?
Well, I'm just thinking in terms of John Dorsey, how he's thinking.
I've had 9 knee surgeries, and I'm approaching 35 years old, and I'm still a weekend warrior. I could smoke them both in the three cone.
What about Amani Hooker?
Okay, I'm not a big fan of the tape.
No, he's...
This is your team. You can take him if you want him.
Let's take Amani Hooker.
Okay, there you go.
He's a good player.
So
instantly boosting that secondary in Cleveland with Justin Lane and Amani Hooker, two Big Ten DBs.
So now we go to, what do we got here? We got the Steelers and we got the Ravens.
Steelers at 20 overall.
Okay.
They're just hoping that Devin Bush would fall to them. Hoping.
So what do you want to do? Do you want to hurt their fans' feelings that are listening to this? The Steelers are a proud and popular franchise, Dane. Do you want to offend them all, or do you want to just give them Devin Bush?
Devin Bush is a top 15 player in this draft.
Okay.
But, you know, linebackers are tough. They don't always go where they should. There's at least a possibility.
You've always hated the Steelers. You've always openly said you hate Pittsburgh and everything they stand for.
You have no record of that.
Okay. And so Devin Bush is going to or not going to make it.
There's at least a possibility that he falls that far, so let's give him Devin Bush.
All right, but now we can punish him later, right? Because we were nice to him there.
So 52 overall they're taking.
Dude, I accidentally, once upon a time, I was going to this website to figure out where I had to go in Fortnite to complete a challenge.
Uh-oh.
And on my Mac, anytime I go to a website, it's like, can this website send you updates? And I usually hit no, but somehow I slipped and hit yes. Mm. So now when I'm trying to go to my tabs to get back to the draft order, it's like, sorry, there's a Fortnite thing here. Do you want to click on Fortnite? And I'm like, no, I don't want to click on Fortnite. It's draft season.
That's what you get for doing anything Fortnite related.
That's true. Okay. I haven't played in a while. I'm not allowed anymore.
Good.
Girlfriends don't let you do that.
Your wife?
We picked a girlfriend.
You're not allowed to say girlfriend's not allow. If you say not allow, that means that's a wife.
No, that's just when you live with somebody and they
she tells you what to do and
what your life is. Yeah. That's just how that goes, Dave.
Okay.
See, you probably didn't live with someone until after you got married, right?
No, actually we didn't.
Oh, okay. You were living in sin.
Sorry, Mom.
I feel like your mom probably knew.
She did. She cried.
Oh,
it was okay, though.
So the Steelers got Devin Bush. Now we're what, in the 50s?
52.
They lost Antonio Brown. Well, they did kind of replace it. No, they didn't. So Receiver? Corner?
Yeah, we look. Yeah, and both of those positions are possibilities. So in the second round,
you want my second round receivers would be like, and maybe this, you tell me if you think this is unrealistic, but N'Keal Harry, you got Riley Ridley at the end of the second round, Debo, AJ Brown,
yeah, Hakeem Butler.
Hakeem Butler?
Mm-hmm. Where do you have him?
I'm in third. I know there's big Hakeem Butler fans out there.
Oh yeah, there are.
And that's cool. I don't hate you. Listen.
Let's go Hakeem Butler 52.
I have 14 receivers and their tags are all touching. So I can't tell you anything about wide receivers this year. Okay. Hakeem Butler. They get a faster Plaxico.
Yeah, well, and I mean they went Big 12 wide receiver last year with James Washington and go back to the Big 12, get another one.
Okay, so Steelers, third round, pick number 83 overall. They have no comp pick, so this will be their last pick for our exercise at number 83.
Yep.
According to the only need we haven't hit is corner.
You go corner, say, go Jamel Dean for that.
Oh, Jamel Dean. From Auburn, man.
Yes. Big guy, 6'1", 206, ran 4.3 flat.
I watched him right before the combine because I saw his agent on Twitter say he was going to blow up the combine. Right. I was like, that's what all agents say, but let's see. And then I watched him and I was like, oh, he may be right. He may be about to blow up the combine.
Athleticism is not lacking for Jamel Dean.
All right. We have uno mas in this division as we go to the Baltimore Ravens, who are going to pick all offensive linemen and tight ends so that they can run the ball everywhere. It's going to be incredible. Baltimore lists their needs as wide receiver, edge, and linebacker. And let's take a look at what picks we have here.
22.
At 22 overall, the Ravens, wide receiver, edge, and linebacker.
What
would
about,
you do? What kind of wide receiver would you want for them? Would you want a burner? Would Hollywood be fun for Lamar Jackson?
Possibly.
Are we looking for, because they just keep adding tight ends. Like they're like, yeah, we're just going to run it and then throw it to
that's
really big people.
Right. I think they're more likely to go linebacker or offensive line here.
Problem with the linebacker pick here is you're picking after Pittsburgh, so our two top linebackers are gone, and we already gave away Mack in the 40s. So.
Well, they need a pass rusher, too, because they lost Zadarius, signed a big deal with the Packers. Terrell Suggs is gone. So, edge as well. But what about...
How about Brian Burns?
I think he's going to be gone. I don't think he's going to fall out of the top 20.
Okay, so you think Bosa, Allen, Burns, Sweat are...
Gary
are all gone.
Yeah.
Gary because I don't have him graded that high.
Cleveland Farrell's possible.
I have Cleveland Farrell behind Chase Winovich.
Very nice.
I just wanted to tell you that. I know you like bravery. Like afterwards, you'd be like, what an idiot. But during the time, you'd be like, oh man, that's cool. That's really brave.
Eric McCoy here. A&M.
Who?
Eric McCoy.
Oh, that's the center, right?
A&M guard center.
Oh, yeah.
Baltimore sent their offensive line coach to his pro day. See him work out. I know they like him, so.
Okay, cool.
Let's go McCoy, 22.
I like it. Next round, the Ravens have...
They don't have
no
a
two.
Second round pick.
Third round, number 85 overall.
And they have 102 as well.
And we gave them a center, so the needs, according to... are all still there. Wide receiver, edge, linebacker. Let's see here. Linebackers. Third round. Where do you have Coney? Is that Notre Dame, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I too high on him?
No, I think that's right around where he's going to go and where he should go. I have a solid three on him.
Okay, and then let's see our other positions. Edge and receiver. Third round edges, I have Christian Miller, DeAndre Walker, Anthony Nelson, Zach Allen.
Yeah.
And wide receiver, I have everyone. There are 40 of them. All the receivers.
But Terry McLaurin.
Okay, Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Ran a nice little 40 there.
Yeah, he's not only a speed guy, but he's good. I mean, he's over. He's 6 foot 208. So you know, he's not a midget, and he can.
I don't even know if you're allowed to say that anymore. I think it's a small guy.
I don't care.
Or a dwarf or a tiny person.
At DP Brugler, at me.
Wow! Dane coming after the small community.
Terry McLaurin, he's going to help you on special teams, going to help you on offense. He's going to help you in the locker room. He is. He really is.
Finest gunner in all the land.
So I think if he's there mid-third round, I don't know if he's going to even last that far. He'd go in the second round. Give him going to Baltimore.
Okay, NFC North. It's NFC North time. Let me take a look. But here, Bears, Lions, Packers, Vikings. Were the Lions the worst this year?
Yes.
The first pick out of that group?
Correct.
Okay. Oh, no. Pro Football Focus says Tease Tabor gave up a perfect passer rating on targets thrown at him. Gotcha. If you liked him, what an idiot.
Yeah.
That's
what do you run at the combine?
Like 4.7.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, not ideal, not perfect. Lions, what's their first pick? Where are they
eight.
At? Number eight.
This would be interesting because it's a pass rusher makes the most sense, even though they did sign what's his name from New England?
Trey Flowers.
Right. So
they say corner, tight end, and edge.
Right.
We already had Hawk go, didn't we? Didn't we send Hawk somewhere in the top 10? I think we sent Hawkinson last week.
Did we?
Yeah, like number 7 or something. Who are the teams in the South? We gave one of them Hawk.
We did East last week.
Who were in the East? We gave somebody Hawk. It happened.
Buffalo?
Yep.
Okay.
Do they pick 7?
9.
9. Well, they'd have to wait. We'd have to change that pick if we want to give him to the Detroit.
I don't even know. I don't think they'd take Hawkinson there.
Okay. Well, then screw him.
I don't know if they're that invested in the tight end position of where they would do that.
All right. Which edge is going to make it to number 8 that they're going to take? Is this where Sweater Burns is going? Or Gary?
One of those three, I think, would make the most sense, yeah.
You want me to put my hand behind my back and you tell me which one and we'll just do it that way?
Okay.
I don't need to use my hand. I have numbers in my head for each one, and you pick a number.
3.
Okay, that's Sweat, because I went alphabetical. Okay. Yeah, Sweat was the third one alphabetically. So Montez Sweat. Goes to whoever's picking right now.
8.
Who are we on,
Lions.
Detroit?
Yes.
Yes.
Former Michigan State player going back to Michigan.
Why do you leave Michigan State?
He needs to stay off the weed.
Oh, no.
But yeah,
whatever.
He did
live
okay
life,
in Michigan.
Man.
He did okay in Mississippi State.
Live your life.
Yeah.
You like to party? Party it up.
You got the heart, MDMA. The heart issue, too, but hopefully that's okay.
Maybe that's what the weed's for.
Maybe it caused it. I don't know.
Detroit, that did not
I'm
cause
not
a heart problem.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
I don't even smoke, and I won't stand for this. Okay, so cornerback or tight end. Their next pick is in the second round, number 43 overall. Second round corners.
Let's really go corner, maybe?
I feel like we've given away all my second round corners already, so this is up to you.
Everyone needs corners.
I need to watch more corners. You want to give them Rock Yassin?
If he falls that far, that'd be a heck of a value. Sure.
Pick somebody else. You got a different idea there.
No, I mean, I think, you know, would they be interested in the Penn State guy there? It's a little early for me, but, you know, I could see it happening.
Okay, pick one of those two.
I don't think Yassin gets that far, so we'll say Penn State.
Okay. Ori.
Yep.
Lions.
They don't have pick 73, but they do.
It says they have 88.
Yes, they have 88 from Philadelphia.
Okay, so we do have a third-round comp pick for Detroit.
Later third-round pick. Where are we going? We went pass rush corner.
Who's a late third-round value tight end? Is that too early for Drew Sample?
I don't think so. I love Sample. I think he's one of the better well-rounded tight ends, but...
But what?
Warring.
I like Warring there too, yeah.
Let's go Warring.
Okay. Cahale, is that how you say it?
Cahale.
Cahale. Yeah. Cahale Warring. San Diego State is going there. and we move on with our days. Goodbye, Detroit. Next. Who is the next worst? Green Bay. That's weird to say. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, why don't you win some football games?
Would Green Bay take Hawkinson at 12? I feel like forever. In every mock draft you read,
I think they would.
It was pass rusher at 12. But they signed Preston Smith. They signed Za'Darius Smith. They're not taking a pass rusher, most likely there. So, they also
says receiver, linebacker, and safety.
I think this is a possibility for Devin Bush. You know, we already gave him a 20 to the Steelers, but I think he could very well go 12.
He could go Devin White.
If he's there, sure.
We got White going in the top 10?
I think he very well could. He can go 5, he can go 8, he could go 10, go 11. So, I mean, there's plenty of spots where he could go, but he could be there.
You want Hawkinson?
Well, that's what I'm... Do you think that they would take Hawkinson that high? You know, I mean, would they invest in a tight end in the top 12 picks? Because
I would feel better about picking him than any wide receiver.
Oh, absolutely. They do have another pick in the first round, but it's at 30, and there's little guarantee that Fant would make it that far.
Yeah.
So, go Hawkinson.
Let's go Hawkinson. And then at 30, they list safety as a big need here. Is there a safety you would like there at 30? Is that too early or late for Adderley?
Is safety still a need after Amos? They signed Adrian Amos?
Let's see. However, opposite Amos likely will be Josh Jones.
Are they giving up on Josh Jones already?
I don't know.
I like him.
All right. Well, then.
I mean, he didn't have the greatest year last year, but let's go somewhere else. Linebacker? Well, I guess there's no linebackers left.
Isn't that weird? You're just like, yeah, you can't pick a linebacker because there aren't any.
Yeah.
Sorry, we gave away the third best one already, so you can't have him.
Defensive line?
Yeah, okay. And at 30, what does a board look like at 30 on the defensive line?
Well, they could go Jerry Tillery.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. I love Jerry Tillery.
He's a talented player. There's no question.
Sorry that he reads or whatever.
Stop.
It's unfortunate.
Go Tillery.
Let's go Tillery. Packers with their next pick. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Packers.
44.
Click, click. Okay, so at 44.
Take a linebacker here. That would be your Jermaine Pratt, Tavon Coney.
Yeah, you pick.
Bill Pratt.
Okay, Jermaine Pratt. Where did he play at?
NC State.
Pratt. I have to watch him. Don't tell anybody that I haven't seen him yet, okay?
I won't. Between you and me.
Thank you. And in the third round, the Green Bay Packers. 75 overall.
So we went tight end, we went defensive line, and linebacker.
They say wide receiver.
Yeah, let's go wide receiver. At 75.
You know who one of my favorites is that nobody likes except me?
Who's that?
Deontay Johnson at Toledo.
I like him, but I watched him early, like right after he declared, and I was like, oh, yeah, I really like this guy. Like, you know, possible third rounder. But then after I watched everybody else, I was like,
you liked everybody else?
I kind of like McLaurin better. I kind of like Darius Slayton better. I kind of like...
Ooh, you're crazy.
You don't like Slayton?
He's all right.
I think he's good. Deontay Johnson ended up like 19th for me, but I like him. So it speaks to the talent, the wide receiver position. It's kind of all jumbled together.
How about Riley Ridley? He's slow. Can he be there?
Yeah. I guess what type of receiver are they looking for? Do they want more of a
whoever you want to play with Devontae Adams?
Yeah.
I mean, they've got Equanimeous St. Brown, Jamon Moore, Valdez Scantling, so they have the full-size guys.
Right, that's what I was kind of getting at. Like, would they go more likely to go after, like, an Andy Isabella?
Andy Isabella, let's go.
75, all
right. Let's go. Give him Andy. UMass, watch him, people. Done. He's awesome. He'll be gone by then. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. Short white guys don't go very early.
Well, and he doesn't have the most natural hands. He needs some work on his routes. I mean, he's, I think his value is somewhere in the, you know, late second to early third round, so 75 is possible.
Okay, we got two teams left. Not the Bears yet, right? It would be time for the Vikings.
Correct.
The Minnesota Vikings. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. They will pick number 18 overall.
I feel like we don't give them offensive line at 18 that our 87 Minnesota listeners are going to turn it off.
Okay. So at 18, are we looking tackle or guard?
I'm going to go with a tackle or a guard. How about Jonah Williams?
Okay. I think Jonah Williams is awesome.
So do I.
I think that'd be a wonderful pick if they take him.
I agree.
That was easy, and they got an A-plus on their pick.
Done.
Okay, Jonah Williams goes there from Alabama. And second round, number 50 overall. Says they need a DT, they need a corner, and they need a guard. Guard.
But Draymond Jones here.
Ooh, I like that. A little three technique action.
Yeah, we replace, what's his name, and went to Cleveland, Sheldon Richardson.
Okay, Ohio State, Draymond Jones. I like when it's easy. In the third round, 81 overall. We gave them a D lineman. We gave them another, so corner is what they would say here at 81. Too early for Isaiah Johnson. It is for me, but he's got good traits.
Yeah. Trayvon Mullen?
Clemson man.
Yeah.
If you like it, I like it.
They like those Clemson guys.
If you like it, I like it.
Done.
Done and done. Look at that. Good job, Vikings. You did it. And the Chicago Bears.
Which they don't pick until 87?
Let me check here. Oh, yeah. That's what happens when you get Khalil Mack, huh? Uh-huh. Bears.
So this will be easy. One pick, 87.
Needs is edge, offensive line, and corner.
What running back? Traded Jordan Howard. I mean, I like Tariq Cohen, too, but...
Oh, can we give him Montgomery?
Let's give him Montgomery.
He's awesome.
He is.
David Montgomery, Iowa
He's awesome,
State.
But like not awesome enough where he's going to probably go in the first two rounds.
Right. Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, that was easy. We fixed everybody, Dave.
Done. Done and done.
Thanks for fixing all the teams, man.
Just fast forward to minicamp.
That's good work. See you at minicamp, everyone. Okay, so next week we'll just pick some more divisions and we'll keep rolling, huh?
Keep it going.
We did good. Everybody hit the like all the stars with the five of them. Because if you hit four of them, that's just disrespectful. Makes people think like, oh, it's okay. It's not great, though. Like those commercials where it's like everything's just okay. So hit the five star and leave your favorite dinosaur in the comments today, and we sure would appreciate it. We will talk to you. Oh, by the way, he's at DP Brugler on Twitter.
Yes, Dave sir.
Brugler. I don't know if we even introduced ourselves. I'm Jeff Cavanaugh at JC1053. But more important is to like my Facebook page, Jeff Cavanaugh, CAVANAUGH. It's important to grow that following so that I can get rich off Facebook. So thanks, guys. And have political debates with me. I'd love it. I will never answer if that's what you do. All right, love you. Talk to you next week on Trust the Tape.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.